And we've got Joseph Jacobs with us, psychic extraordinaire. And in just a second, we'll be bringing in three more guests who are joining us with our seven-year anniversary party. Hey, Joseph, let's let you finish this story where you had this regret with a past life experiment, and you were sitting down there with your grandson. What happened?
Yeah, and he's a very sweet, calm, easygoing kid. Of course, he's not two yet, okay? and all of a sudden, I look at him, and I have felt for months that this was a military person, a soldier, even though he doesn't behave that way, who may have died prematurely. And I say to him very quietly in this tone of voice, attention. And he looked at me like deer in the headlights, started shaking, started crying, got up, and started walking away from me. Now, his father was taking a shower, and he started saying, Daddy, Daddy, and I said, at ease, at which point I said, at ease, and he got even more hysterical.
Oh, my gosh.
Those two words. He walked, there's a long hallway to my son-in-law's room where he was. He was taking a shower, and he walked not down the hall. He walked up against the wall the way an officer or a soldier would. Entering a building, back to the wall all the way. Then at dinner time, about an hour or two later, he looked at me. He was hysterical. He wouldn't sit at the dinner table. Just from this tone of voice saying, attention and at ease, I felt so bad. I didn't say anything to my daughter until some days later. But maybe that was it. You know, maybe he was a military guy or a cop who died prematurely and was given a heavenly place to live in this lifetime.
That's a great story. And we'll be back with more of Joseph Jacobs and three of our special guests on our anniversary party next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Those of you who have listened to Coast for the past 7 years will know this story. And those of you who are brand new, you need to hear it. My very first radio job was in Detroit, Michigan. I was 21 years old. It was 1971. And we were thumbing through the assignments of the day, and we saw this little press release at the time from Oakland University that said, tonight, UFO expert and nuclear physicist Stanton Friedman will be here to talk about UFOs. Now, I wasn't working nights at that point. I did later. And I said, I'm going to this. I'm going to cover this. And the news director at the time, John Webster, said, George, we can't afford to pay you overtime for this story on UFOs. And I said, John, I'm going for free. I'm going to cover this story. So my very first interview, 1971, Cub reporter in Detroit, Michigan, for then radio station WCAR, which has gone off to become several other stations, was none other than Stanton Friedman. So it's only fitting that Stanton is part of the seven-year anniversary. Long time ago, Stanton, huh?
Yeah, it sure was. I was a little older than you were, though, George.
Yeah, but you know what? You haven't changed. You look identical to what you did in 1971, 39 years ago.
Well, one thing has changed. My hair is now gray. No, it's been a long haul, George, and I want to congratulate you on 7 years on the air is a long time. There's some shows where the hosts change much more often than every 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really, you know, I have to tell you, wherever I go, and this past year has been a very busy year, a lot of conferences. I just finished another book. And wherever I go, people tell me how grateful they are that I'm on Coast to Coast. I hear you all the time. They say, you know, because of where I live, 4 hours ahead of you, I don't listen to the show in real time, except when I'm on.
Right.
You know, because it's the middle of the night here, George. What are you doing?
I know it. And many nights we've woken you up saying, yeah. Stanton, we need some emergency help tonight.
And so it's one of the things I get some few people complaining, you know, what do you go on shows like that for? You're hurting things. And I say, look, I get mail. I get comments from people who tell me how much they appreciate my being on that show. They listen. I get letters. One time with Art, actually, before you came on, I offered free information, sent a self-addressed stamped envelope to my post office box in Maine. I got 1,000 requests, all but 5 with the envelope. And there were over 200 post-it notes, George.
I love it.
From people saying, you know, thanks for being on. I've been following you for 10, 20, 30 years. I've been at this forever, it seems to me. Because that wasn't my first interview, the one with you.
No, and so, far from it.
No, you've been providing a service, and I'll tell you, I've been on when a new book came out, Flying Saucers in Science or Captured or whatever, and the numbers at Amazon.com just go sky high within a day. So it proves to me that there's reach out there, that there's a loyal audience, a lot of truck drivers, a lot of prisoners.
Huge. Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's a service you're rendering. And I'm not saying I agree with everybody who's been on the show, George. You understand that.
I know that. Remember the great debates. But you won.
Yeah.
You won.
That's right. And I tell people about them. But, you know, one of the problems in ufology is that there's a lot of apologist ufologists. They're afraid to stand up and tell it like it is because, gee, people will think I'm some kind of a nut. And I tell them, I've given over 700 lectures, George. And you know what? I've had 11 hecklers, and two of them were drunk. Now, you can talk about sports, religion, politics. You're going to get more than 11 hecklers.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so it is okay for those listening to tell people that you believe that some UFOs are alien spacecraft, that we're dealing with a cosmic Watergate, that there are no good arguments against those two conclusions. And it's really, you know, people think, oh, you must get a hard time when you go on the air. I don't. And I come on, let's say I come on strong. Is that a fair statement, George?
That's a fair statement.
I don't pull any punches.
Let me ask Larry King what he thinks. I think he'd say the same thing.
Well, yeah. And I think you may have more listeners than he does. I don't know.
We do by a considerable margin. But
okay. And
I don't want Larry to feel bad about that.
No. He's a good guy. And he's from New York, after all, and I'm from New Jersey, so we got to be good to the, you know, I say from New Jersey, far from New Jersey these days. But New Brunswick, Canada, for those who want to come where the snow is white and clean and it gets cold, and I shoveled 10 inches of snow today out front.
You are one of again. Well, look, I want to thank you for not only being with us for years with Art and 7 years with me, but many more to come, Stanton. You just electrify the airwaves when you're on. You've been a tremendous boost for the field of ufology. And I got to tell you, I love you. I love you like a brother. Or should I say a father? What do you want?
Well, father, George, come on.
All right, brother.
Let me give my website, www.stantonfriedman.com. And it'll be, this year's going to be different, George. I do have a fifth book. It'll be out in June. And you'll love the title, Science Was Wrong.
I love it. I already love
it. I know that'll shake you up to think that maybe science gets wrong. A lot of stories, not only UFOs, incidentally, but medical stories. Kathleen Marden is my partner on this again. She and I did Captured together.
Did a great job on that book, too.
Yeah, she really, on the medical stories especially, for her thing. And it was kind of fun, although I'll tell you, it was distressing, as it must distress you, to find out how many times big-time people, the piled higher and deeper guys with the PhDs, you know, have made pronouncements that turned out to be totally wrong and, more importantly, stood in the way of progress, cost people lives, got in the way of flight and space and communication systems and all this sort of thing. We got to be very careful when we hear a pronouncement from somebody who has a big degree but knows nothing about the subject at hand, but is sure that if there was anything to know, he would know about it, and he doesn't. So, can't be anything, you know.
And you are one of the best, my friend, and I look forward to many more shows with you, Stanton Friedman. And
I'll tell you when the new book comes out, George.
You got it, my friend. Thanks,
okay.
Stanton.
Thank you.
There he is. My very first interview when I was a Cub radio reporter when I was 21 years old. And, you know, we've assembled just a tremendous group of people here on Coast to Coast in terms of guests who are experts at what we talk about, whether it's the field of ufology, Bigfoot, life after death, psychics like Joseph Jacobs, but also economic experts who have been able to weave us through this incredible time period that we are now in. One such person is Catherine Austin Fitz. Hey, Catherine, how are
you?
Hey,
George, congratulations. What an honor to be with you on the 7th anniversary. This is great.
I'm having a great time. I can't believe, as I told Jim Mars and William Henry and some other folks, just how fast time goes by, Catherine.
Well, it's, you know, we're amazed because you just seem to be stronger and more energized, you know, as time goes on. And, you know, this is such a challenging schedule to hold to, and yet you just seem to get so much energy from it.
Well, I've got to tell you, you have added so much to Coast to Coast that you have added to the expertise of the program. You've helped people like Salente and Mish Shedlock and all these others. But you've done it with such a flair, and it's been fun. It was fun being with you in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
You brought the house down, Catherine.
Well, you know, what has amazed me, I was sitting here as I was listening to you you talk, and I've been thinking about how Coast to Coast has changed my life because, you know, I have to tell you, George, I've learned much more on Coast to Coast than being part of Coast to Coast.
I thought you were going to say you don't get any sleep anymore. We've ruined your sleeping habits.
Well, you know what amazes me is I'll arrive at Bolivar Health and Fitness, and I'll be doing bench presses and feeling a little tuckered because I didn't go to sleep till 2, and someone will say, I heard you on Coast to Coast last night, and I'll say, why were you up at 2 a.m. last night? I'm always astonished to realize who listens to Coast to Coast. It's just amazing. You can be anywhere in the world, and someone will mention, oh, I heard you on Coast to Coast. It's really incredible. You have the most interesting and informed and informative group of listeners, I think, of any show in the world.
They're the best. And, Catherine, I look forward to more from you in 2010.
It's my privilege, George.
Thank you very much. You know, when I started this mission back 7 years ago, we were at 433 stations, and now we are at 528 stations, and that's an incredible accomplishment for this team here. And we are now on XM Satellite, and, of course, we are streaming to so many people across this world. But when I was doing the program, I would be getting emails from a number of you who would say, George, you got to get this Alex Jones guy on there. And I went, who? And I wouldn't do that. Somebody else would send me back an email, and they said, talk show host Alex Jones. And I would email them back and said, why do I want to put another talk show host on the air? And I then listened to Alex Jones. I looked at his websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I said, you know what? I like what he does. He adds an area of expertise to our show that we have not had before. And I think this is an important message for you. And so we decided to bring in Alex Jones. Alex, how are you?
George, congratulations. I'm doing great. 7 years. You know, it seems like yesterday, but it also seems like 100 years ago. You have just improved upon Coast to Coast. And to repeat what Catherine Austin Fitz said, you were great on the radio 7 years ago when I first tuned in to, you know, to hear this, you know, new talk show host. Of course, you've been on the air for many years before that, but new to Coast to Coast. But today I listen, and it just gets better and better. And I mean, that's the mark of a powerful broadcast. So thank you so much for including me in the last, I guess, 5-6 years of that 7 years. It's just been amazing. And to again repeat what your past previous guest just said, the last two people you had pop in, I have never had any radio show, TV show, any media event that I've done, and I've done thousands, I've been on CNN, Fox, Good Morning America, I have never had anything give me one-tenth the response that Coast to Coast has, and you have just allowed me to reach, over the years, tens and tens and tens of millions of people. I know 16 million tune in throughout the week to your show, but over the years, there's so many other people you reach, not just that 16 million that regularly tune in, and so it's just been a blessing, and thank you so much, George.
I was at a restaurant just last week, Alex, and a fella came in, and his name is, I'll just give you his first name, his name is Tory, and he had a briefcase with him, and he knows me, so he sits down, he opens the briefcase up, and he starts to cry, and you know, tears are coming down his eyes, and I'm going, what's wrong? And he said, I just want to thank you for having Alex Jones on the air. And he opens up his briefcase and he turns it around so I can see the inside of it, Alex. And he's got stories from you. He's got the DVDs that you've produced. He's got almost your career in his briefcase. Not a stalker, just someone who is interested in the message that you present. And he closed it back up again. And he said, you just opened my eyes, and thank you for bringing Alex on the show. And he had a drink, and he left. It was amazing.
Well, that's incredible. No, I'm very honored by that. The information you cover that I cover, it's thought-provoking, and it gets people to start expanding their paradigms. Everything I cover, I don't even 100% agree with, but I'm...
They got you already. Alex is going to... How about that? Joseph, truly a remarkable, maybe we can get Alex back on just to tell us what happened in where he went all of a sudden.
Well, Mercury's retrograde.
Every time a controversial guest comes on the show, his phone line gets clipped.
Well, that too, but we're in Mercury.
Every time.
By the way, Mercury goes direct on January 15th, and I see a very dramatic day on January 15th.
In a good way?
Well, no.
We don't know.
Necessarily. There could be earthquakes and earth shifts and drama, all sorts of changes.
Joseph, I've got Alex back on. Let me just pop him in so I can say goodbye to him. Every time somebody of controversy comes on the show, Alex, they get clipped.
I've noticed that back in the old Art Bell days, that would be the most powerful piece of information, but I don't think I was saying something that important other than the fact that that it really is amazing that we are able, especially you are able with this incredible venue, there's only one, place to reach as many people with alternative views, that I'm involved in this, and it's a great honor, and I'm humbled by it, George, and I really appreciate the time that you've allowed me to spend with your audience that's second to none.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of work in 2010, Alex, in a number of different areas, and I'm glad you're part of it, my friend.
Thank you again, George, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for including me in your wonderful program, and I also want to thank your listeners for tuning in.
You know, our producers, Joseph, Lisa Lyon, and Tom Danheiser, and Stephanie Smith, they have assembled such a group of guests on this program that are truly second to none. And that runs the gamut from what you do, what people like Alex Jones does.
Well,
it's remarkable.
I used to do 150 radio shows or more every year. I only do Coast to Coast now. And if I'm on two or three times, it beats what I used to do with 150 radio shows. And some of them were network,
Truly remarkable. I want to continue talking with you a little bit about beyond 2010, Joseph. And then later on tonight, we'll take some phone calls as you're with me for the entire night. We'll also have three more very special guests joining us in just a moment.
Love it.
Have been regular Coast to Coast listeners. Joseph's on with me, not only tonight as his expertise as a psychic, and I do want you to talk with him because he'll tell you how his system works. Truly remarkable. I've used him myself, and he has given me some personal advice over the 13 years I've known him. truly uncanny. So we'll be back in a moment with our 7-year anniversary party. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. I got to tell you a great story during the Christmas part of this trip to St. Louis. One of my grandchildren, little Mia, was telling me, "Papa, I want for Christmas Talking Tina." And I went, "This can't be the Talking Tina I know about." And I said, "What do you mean, Mia? What are you talking about?" She says, "I want a Talking Tina doll." And I said, "What do you mean by a Talking Tina doll?" And she said, "You know, the one from the Twilight Zone." And I went, "Whoa, how would she know about this?" Well, she must have gotten some of Mark Zakri's book, The Twilight Zone Companion. That's got to be the only way, Mark, she could figure it out.
George, happy anniversary. It's so good to talk with you.
You too, Mark. How's the family?
Oh, it's great. We had a great holiday, and everyone came down, and it was just there were a couple of new babies that my siblings had, so it was really great to see them. So we had a great time. And of course, the Twilight Zone continues to thrive. And so I'll tell you something interesting, George. I'm doing the audio commentaries for the Twilight Zone Blu-ray, and I want to invite you to do one of those with me. I'd love to do to serve man.
I'd love to.
That'll be great fun. We'll definitely do that.
Count on it. You're one of a kind. You know, you have brought us some incredible programs, not only with your directorial work and in the Star Trek work that you did, but the Twilight Zone work, and then bringing us Rod's daughter, Ann Serling, and it's just been a great run with you, Mark, and it's going to be a greater run in the future.
Well, thank you, George, and you know, it's interesting. Another person that I know that you and I both love is Ray Bradbury. And
yes.
I just saw Ray the other day, and he's still writing. He and I are actually working on a project that we'll be able to talk about soon, and he's just such a phenomenal man.
Mark, tell us this incredible story of Ray Bradbury, which was so dear to my heart because you got Ray to write me a little letter when we were talking about I Sing the Body Electric. Would you just tell us a little bit about that story?
Well, you mentioned to me that was an episode that meant a lot to you, and of course Ray's a friend of mine. I've known Ray for a number of years. He's a mentor to me, and I just thought that it was definitely something that he should know about, and definitely I knew that that you and he should connect up, and I know that getting a letter from Ray would mean a good deal to you, and so I was really glad to be a little messenger to help make stuff happen.
And then we put him on the air, and it was just great. Mark, look, we look forward to many more great moments with you, my friend, and have a great 2010.
Thank you, George. Same to you.
Mark Zakri. And, of course, you know, we just talked with Stanton Friedman, UFO researcher, but there's another one out there who is a hard-nosed researcher who truly goes all around this planet to try to get to the bottom of the field of ufology, something that she loves tremendously. It's Paula Harris. Paula, welcome to the anniversary party.
Well, thank you. Happy anniversary and Happy New Year, George.
You too. You too. I mean, this is a delight. It's been great having you as a coast-to-coast guest. I thank Richard Hoagland for bringing you to our attention a long time ago, and it doesn't get much better, Paula.
Well, I know, but you've done so much, and thanks to this show, I've had a lot of people, whistleblowers, write to me about their involvement in the UFO phenomenon. They listen to the show and they write me, and then I can follow up on the story. And I have some news for you from Italy. There's been sightings of UFOs in Milano and Rome in the first 3 days of this 2010.
That is incredible. Now, what do you think's going on?
And they're on my website for everybody to see. They're very clear. So something is happening in 2010, George.
Another flap. Maybe this is the year, huh?
Well, I think something is coming down. I always use those words because I'm really convinced this thing's going to blow open, and it's not going to be, I think, the government, but I think it's going to be the ETs themselves, and it'll be really interesting, and we'll be listening to you all the time.
Well, super. Thanks, Paul, and thanks for being on this anniversary program with us. And you know, this mission for all of us started a long time ago when Art Bell created with Alan Corbett Coast to Coast AM. And Art's the reason I'm here today. And I can't thank him enough for the opportunity a long time ago when he called up Alan and said, "I got to hear a tape on this guy, and we need some backup help." And so we rushed him a CD, and he said, "Hire him. I like him. He gets it. Let's do it. And I've had my little coast-to-coast ride. Some guests I got along with, others I did not. But through it all, these 7 years, Art's been there and has done whatever he could through his situation to get me through all this, and I appreciate that. But we've also assembled a group of great folks who work on the weekends for us, or they do some fill-in, as I was gone last week on vacation. Ian Punnett, of course, who I replaced back in 2001. I used to fill in for him on Sundays, is now a regular on Saturdays and fills in. And, of course, George Knapp, who will do an occasional Sunday for us and also filled in for me last week. And I got to tell you, George Knapp is the best UFO reporter in the world. Nobody gets close to him. So we're very proud to have George as part of that team as well. And when it comes to predicting earthquakes, well, there's nobody like our very own geologist, Jim Berklund. Hey, Jim, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Oh, happy anniversary. This is so great to share in your seven-year itch.
That's true.
Oh, you know what? Granddaughter, you were just talking about grandchild, and we had went to Disneyland with friends and family just this spring, and the little three-year-old plus at the time, I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I want to be a pilot. And I thought, well, how come you want to be a pilot? Because when I go in an airplane, I don't like to sit in the back seat. I thought that's interesting. Thinking
through, through the mouths of babes, right?
Now, this day was so good for me in so many ways, besides being sharing with you. Today was the strongest earthquake in the world in over 2 months.
Whoa!
And that was a 7.2 in the Solomon Islands. And it came right after the eclipse that predicted the window that I've been talking about for the last month. And we had a very close approach to the moon yesterday, and then 2 days, next, and the day after tomorrow, closest approach to the sun for the whole year. So we just had that 5.8 quake in Mexicali, shook all over the South California. And then there was a 3.6, not too big, but it was the biggest one in Oregon in the last 2 months. So I hit all I'm waiting now for is just a little shaker around the San Francisco Bay Area. Let's keep it low. But
when are we going to get the big one in L.A., Jim Berklund?
This might be the year. It's been about 6 years since the 6 magnitude hit down there, and that's about the time when they're due. So I expect, well, I get a lot of clues, like it just happened in the San Francisco Bay, when all of the sea lions deserted. Do you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, there were like 1,700 sea lions in October when I was there on the Fisherman's Wharf, and now there's about 4. And when did they arrive? Just before the World Series quake in 1989.
Uh-huh. and they left just before another one. Oh,
well, maybe. Yeah.
That's a great barometer, Jim.
In that same year, there were very rare beaked whales washed up at Ocean Beach in San Francisco just before the quake. And they were taking care of them at the Marine World. And at the same time, an equally rare pygmy sperm whale washed up at the beach at Santa Cruz about 5 miles from the upcoming epicenter. And that it hasn't happened before or since to have these baby beaked whales washed up alive.
That's incredible. Jim Berklund, your website again?
It's a Syzygy Job. And that's .com, SYZYGYJOB, .com.
Cheers to a 2010, Jim Berklund.
And let's just keep them cool.
Absolutely. And Jim's website is going to be linked right now to our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. When we come right back, more with psychic Joseph Jacobs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie with psychic Joseph Jacobs. You know, Joseph, you work a lot with the card system. I'll have you explain a little bit of it next hour. But you're also pretty darn intuitive. How do you tune yourself up? Do you meditate? What do you do?
Well, I try to meditate. And I think meditation is sometimes misunderstood. People say, I try and I can't stop my mind from, chattering away. But that's the point. You can do it while you're washing dishes or mowing the lawn or take some time each day, 5-10 minutes if nothing else, and listen to the chattering. And then once you get beyond the chattering, you can begin to hear the quiet voice within. And the more you tune into that quiet voice within, the more you can make choices, find direction, solve problems. And we all need to do that. And this is a good year to do that, because we're all going to have many choices as opposed to worry this year. And I very often, I'm not a numerologist, but I very often take a quick look at a person's birthday, the numbers, then right. And then I look at the cards, and that opens me up. In numerology, you have 9-year cycles. In the cards, you have 7-year cycles. You know, in the Bible, it says, "In 7 years thou shalt be released." I see this life. You know, you very often ask, "Why are we here?" We're here to learn. This is one big schoolhouse. Only nobody tells us what the curriculum is. And numerologists have a hint. Astrologists have a hint. Psychics, very often, good ones, can give you some direction. What I see are the lessons, and then I have to turn those lessons into, is this a good time to buy or sell? Is this, how is my health? How does this relationship work? And lessons aren't always easy. Even knowing the lessons, I pretty much know what's going on in my life. That doesn't always make it easier, but it makes it more understandable. And when you bring issues into your consciousness and begin to understand the process, you say, okay, this is the lesson. Each day is a card. We started the show on a Jack of Spades day. Right now we are in a Ten of Spades day. And we're in a spade cycle through January 13th, and which is, you know, roll up your sleeves and go back to work, as I say on my daily psychic views on my blog. And so that's how I tune in. I'm not clairvoyant. I don't see things. I hear things. I kind of hear that quiet voice as I'm doing a reading.
Yeah. And you react to it, though. You've learned how to react to it, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, it's
so
taken
important.
Many years. It's taken many years to get there.
Well, so many people, though, Joseph, get that intuitive feeling, and they just don't react to it. It's one of those would have, could have things.
Yeah,
afterwards.
You walk into a party and you see somebody across the room, and you say, "Boy, that person is a problem." But the next thing you know, you're talking to them, and you forget that initial feeling,
and you get burned.
And you get burned. Yeah.
Speaking of burning, what about people who use candles and crystals in their own form of meditation?
Well, crystals, candles are very good for focus, because we see the light. I work with the light a lot. I know you do too.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes in my meditations, I close my eyes for healing and for centering myself, and I visualize a white light entering the top of my head and filling me up bit by bit down to my toes. And then releasing that light through my belly button as if a cork popped there, or through my fingertips as if corks popped there. And I send that light to other people. Sometimes we were concerned about family members or friends, and we feel out of control. But in a passive way, by taking the light in and first healing yourself and then sending that light to others, you can affect people. You can even send it to our troops. For that matter, rather than, you know, prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. So a candle, you know, and candles have significances also. Generally, white candles are good. A yellow candle, if you're looking for love, a new relationship, a pink candle for new opportunities. You can just light them for 2 or 3 minutes and then blow them out and you know, rub your hands above the smoke and release it. One of the important things is to release things. You know, I have three things that I work on all the time and still work on it because I'm human, which is mindfulness, being in the moment, being in the here and now. Not attachment. I don't own my wife. She doesn't own me. I don't own anything. You know, if something breaks, it breaks. And equanimity, trying to keep the balance between, you know, the great highs and the great lows of life. Those are the three things: mindfulness, equanimity, and non attachment.
And so important. So important to do that. Go ahead.
And so you can stare at a candle for a moment and close your eyes, which will help you see the light. And then work with that. Crystals are wonderful. I as you probably know, I've mentioned this before, I have a thing that I get my water out of, and I keep crystals in it, quartz crystals, clear quartz crystals. They seem to clarify the water. They seem to increase the healing power of the water. Whenever I feel a little bit out of joint, I'll have a sip of that water. You can hold a crystal for, you know, crystals are silicon oxide, which is what computers use to transfer information, to take in information, disseminate information. So a crystal can be your kind of psychic BlackBerry, in a sense. Holding a crystal to find that balance. Crystals are used in watches to keep perfect time because they have a perfect vibration. If you squeeze a crystal strong enough, you get an electric energy. So crystals quartz crystals are wonderful to work with. Tourmaline also has a certain power. You know, I'm a GG. I'm a graduate gemologist. So even though I never worked in the business, I'm just curious about the science of it. I've always been interested. What I love about Coast to Coast is it's got the mysterious and it's got the scientific as well. And I started college as a chemistry major.
Book of Revelation has been one of the things that interests me. How about you?
Well, the Book of Revelations was written by someone who was in isolation, and he was hopeful for the return of Jesus. But what's interesting is that the Hebrew Bible prophets didn't prophesy so much as they suggested that if we were unethical and immoral, that's where the hurricanes come from, and that's where the floods will come from, and the droughts will come from. And there's some truth in that. The Hebrew Bible speaks a lot more about honesty and ethics in the marketplace and between people than it does about sex and morality. But Revelations is to me, the way I read Revelations, I read all of the Bible symbolically rather than literally, is live today as if it was the last day, but also live today as if it was the first day life.
Well done. See, that's one of the things I like about you, Joseph. You have a calming effect on people. I know you know that, don't you?
And they have a wonderful effect on me, too. The clients that Coast to Coast attracts are workaday people. I've been blue-collar and white-collar. You know, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
What
you've been everywhere. Sure.
I've been in manufacturing. I've been in theater. I've done all kinds of things. They're doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, psychiatrists, psychologists, cops. It's amazing. You think people, you know, when do they sleep? You know, people who are very active, bankers, people in all walks of life are interested in ufology, in mysticism, in science. And that's Coast to Coast. It's a gift.
We're going to come back and take phone calls for a couple hours with you, Joseph Jacobs, as we continue also to bring in some special guests for our 7-year anniversary. Here's our final emerging artist, Payne's Promise, the group, the song Real Life, from Riverdale, Georgia.